50 minutes past the hour, Texas Standard Time. I'm David Brown. Earlier this summer, when the governor announced an ambitious 20-item agenda for a 30-day special session, eyebrows went up. School finance reform, speeding up government permitting, texting while driving laws. How can all this stuff get addressed in 1 month? The Texas Senate is how, apparently moving at breakneck speed. Better not blink or you might miss two very important pieces of legislation getting the initial green light. Peggy Feacock watching this unfold as Austin Bureau Chief for the San Antonio Express News. Peggy, thanks for speaking with us.
Thank you.
So yesterday, the Senate gave preliminary approval to limit local property tax increases. What does this bill do exactly?
Well, what it does is restrict the ability of local officials when they want to raise property tax revenue collections above a certain amount. So mm-hmm. if they want to collect more than 4% over what they collected the year before, there would be an automatic vote of the people. Cities and counties hate this idea because it's very easy to campaign against a tax increase, harder to present your case for why one is needed.
Right. And I guess what this does is there used to be a cap on how much property tax could increase from year to year, right? Does this lower the cap? Is that how this works?
Yes, there are two things at play here. There is a cap currently of 8%, but in order for people to vote on whether they want that 8% increase, they have to get a bunch of petitions signed. I believe it's 10% of registered voters, and that's a very high bar to reach, and so it's difficult for people, even people who are very dedicated and want to vote to stop a tax increase, to get the sufficient petition signatures that they need to do so. And so what this would do would be to say you hit 4%, half of the current rate, and there's an automatic election.
For a lot of homeowners, word that there might be some tighter cap on property tax increases might be something to cheer about until you remember where all that money goes, largely toward schools. Has the Senate taken action on that front at all?
They have not taken action on front, and that's a big part of the battle. The rollback election trigger that they want to lower doesn't even apply to local property school tax rates. It only applies to city and county tax rates. They are not, schools already have an automatic rollback provision. It doesn't kick in that often.
So this would just affect municipal and county services, right?
Yes, it would. And that's one of the things that people who oppose this idea bring out. As you point out, the bulk of your property tax bill comes from schools, and that would not be affected by this particular bill.
The Senate hasn't been entirely mum on the issue of schools. However, it's my understanding that private school choice, as its proponents call it, got at least an initial green light yesterday. Is that right?
Yes, that is right. As the Senate has before, it approved a school choice proposition that would specifically benefit children with special needs or students with special needs. And so they could get up to $10,000 to pay for private school tuition.
Would this be in the form of a voucher or a tax credit, or how would this actually work?
They would get the money. The money would be made available because insurance companies that donate into a fund that would pay for these scholarships, as they're calling them, would get tax credits. And so they basically, companies, instead of paying tax, could pay into a fund that would provide for tuition assistance for special needs kids.
We're talking about special needs kids. Is there much pushback on using state money to pay for what amounts to private education?
Yes, there is. Everyone is in favor of doing something more for students with special needs, but people who oppose vouchers oppose it no matter what group of students it's being used for. If this passes, they are concerned that the next step will be to broaden it, and they see this as a drain on the state funds that are available for public education, which would continue to serve almost all the kids, or more than 5 million kids in school.
We should point out that we're just talking about the Senate side here. What's going to happen if these bills make it over to the House side?
That's the big question. At best, they face an uncertain future. The House has repeatedly voted against vouchers, and in the regular session, they did not even take a vote on the automatic rollback.
Peggy Feacock, Austin Bureau Chief for the San Antonio Express News, thanks for taking a few minutes out of your busy morning to speak with us.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
And you're listening to the Texas Standard.